The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you are listening to. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Tonight what we want to do, I want to go to one of the hadiths of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. If Imam Hussein did what he did, is to preserve these teachings from ensuing imams, like Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, which Imam al-Ridha is very special, by the way. It begins like this, لَا يَتِمُّ عَقْلُ امْرِئٍ إِلَّا or حَتَّى تَكُونَ فِيهِ عَشْرُ خِصَالٍ. That the aql and intellect of an individual is not complete until these 10 things we see it in them. Okay. لا يمل من طلب العلم طول دهره. Number 6. This one's a nice one as well. This person is not a scholar necessarily. Every Muslim, what did the hadith start with? We're not talking about scholars here. It says this individual never gets tired and grows tired of pursuing knowledge throughout their life. Ayatollah Jawadi, he always says this. He says, we never graduate from... Now, he's talking about Hawza students. We never graduate from the Hawza. There's always more to learn. When it comes to the knowledge of the deen, there is no graduation for a scholar. The imam is telling me that this person will never get tired of learning more and more about the deen. And mashallah, we have access to a lot of knowledge today. There are no excuses. Ayatollah Jawadi says this as well. He says that barakah and God's blessing right now is just all over the place. Rikhte. It's all over the place. People have to just pick it up now. It's just so easy. Back in the day, ooh, it was so hard to get access to a fraction of what people have access to today. But it's just interesting, isn't it? The more access we have, the less knowledge we have. What's going on? I don't know how things work in this dunya. Yeah? It's all about oxymorons. The hadith tells you, the more you chase it, the more it runs away from you. The more you don't chase it, it comes after you, dunya. The more accessibility you have, the less knowledge you have. The more accessibility you have, the less knowledge, and then vice versa. You look at the ulama of the past, a person by the name of Sheikh Al-Ansari, he's known for not having too many books, but then he writes a book using whatever he has, yeah? And his book till today is studied in the Hawzat. La yamallu min talab al-ilm tula dahrihi. Next one. الفقر في الله أحب إليه من الغنى. They figured it out. And so for them, not poverty per se. Poverty, if they have no choice in the way of Allah, is more beloved to them than wealth. Let's explain this a little bit. Look, poverty comes, usually the deen goes out the other way. We have hadith for this as well. And I've never seen a scholar to say to pray for faqr, poverty. All right. Now, there are some urafa that have reached a certain level. That's a different story. Inshallah, when I'm an arif, then I'll look into that. I ain't no arif right now. All right. For us, brothers and sisters, poverty, we're not supposed to have that in our lives. All right. The imams were never poor, poor. Yes, they would use less, but you can never call them poor. It's a negative thing. And so, but poverty, if I have to choose between wealth and poverty, while I know the satisfaction of Allah is with the poverty right now, because if I want the wealth, it comes through haram means, then yeah. I'll give you one example. One of these ulama, he told us a story once. He said that during the Shah's time, like the father Shah, Reza Shah, they call him the bully. He was a proper dictator. And so in his time, they were recruiting qudat, judges, Islamic judges. And so... you can't work for a zalim government like that though, or a zalim dictator like that. So what were they offering though? He said in that time they were offering, this is way back by the way, 300 tumans a month. 300 tumans a month, while our stipend as Hausa students was 3 tumans a month. That's 100 times more. So think about it. I mean, that's crazy, man. Like $1,000, if I'm making a month, multiply that by 100. That's a lot. Someone's going to make 100 times more than I am. Wow. He says there were some who went. But if I don't go, I'm going to be poor. But this is poverty in the way of Allah, though. So that clause, if it's there, yeah, I'll choose it. This person, why? He's figured it out. Going back to the beginning of the hadith. They figured it out. Okay, 50, 60 years of poverty is worth it. If it's going to be eternity of wealth, I'm not going to switch them up. But you have the flip side as well, that some people do switch it up. All right. Al-faqru fi Allah ahab. It didn't say al-faqru ahabu ilayh. It said al-faqru fi Allah ahabu ilayh. They've got it right. They know what the measuring stick is. All right. What else we got? Al-dhullu fi Allah ahabu ilayhi min al-izz. This person, for them even, if they are belittled, but this belittling, this zillat, is accompanied with Allah's satisfaction. Oh, they're going to make fun of me in school because what? I mean, I got hijab. I pray. I do this. I'm fasting. But this is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a form of zillat, but it's not really zillat. We all know it's izzah because izzah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct? But at face value, it's a form of, you know, even Ashura, Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, he was really gloating. He was proud. He was, did you see how we belittled you, how we were victorious? Well, yeah, in your eyes, that's the case. But we accepted that in the way of Allah, and because of that, Allah will give us izzah. This is also a person who's figured it out. Why? Because they go to the Quran. The Quran says, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. All izzah belongs to Allah. So this person's like, okay, there's a temporary thing here of izzah for me, but it might end up in eternal dhillah. I don't want that. So I will buy this for myself. I will accept this, embrace this temporary belittling for eternal honor and izzah. The last two, this one really applies to us. وَالْخُمُولُ أَشْهَى إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الشُّهْرَةِ. Being known, lack of fame for them is more beloved, more pleasurable than being known. Ayatollah Bahjat would walk through the streets. If no one was around him, he was happier than 100 people around him. Let's talk about social media age. Let's talk about TikTok. Talk about IG. Let's talk about these things. It is the exact opposite. So one of these scholars pointed this out once. I really appreciated it. He said, look, social media is not neutral. Even when I'm using it for good benefit, no, but for good reasons, still, I got to be on my tippy toes. I got to be careful for it to not overtake me and all of a sudden change my standards. Right? For me, all of a sudden, you got to dig deep sometimes. Like, you can tell it's there. Yeah, I want that little bit of, you know, fame. And once again, we're going back to the likes and stuff that we were talking about before. This individual who's figured it out, he's like, I don't care if the whole world knows me. Once again, ain't going to be a lollipop in Akhirah for me. Right? Not being known, as a matter of fact, is better for me. Yes, sometimes it's a vazifa. It's your duty to get known. You have to get something out there. That's a different story. Of course, there are exceptions to these rules. But all in all, yeah, this is the rule. Our scholars were running away from fame and all that. To the point that when there's like five or six other maraji', one of them passes away. Now we have four or five left. And they come to the next one. They're like, now it's your turn to become maraji'. We want to add you to the list. There's already four or five. Don't worry about it. Like, I don't need to. No, we need you and all that. No, because he knows. With that will come me being recognized. And with that, I can spend less time with Allah and talking to Allah. Why? Because there's so much going on around me. This is the person who's figured it out, though. La yatimmu aqlu imri'in muslim. And finally, the hardest one of them all, right? Mirror on the wall. Which one is that? لا يرى أحدا إلا قال هو خير مني وأتقى. This one, let's just like, you know, let's just stick to the first nine, okay? Imam Rida, cut us some slack here. That this person does not see anyone else except that they tell themselves this, that this person is better than me and more pious than I am. Who's the now? Everyone's looking at me first because they're like, "You're sitting up there. You think you're better than us?" No, I just want you guys to be able to see me, inshallah. No, it doesn't matter. Turban, no turban, this, that. It doesn't matter. Here, the imam is making it clear. It has to do with one thing. And that is, if someone is other than me, someone else out there, when I see them, of course, a Muslim, a mu'min, sometimes they're doing haram in front of me. It might be a different story. But all in all, this is the rule. This is the default in my mind. That when I see people, yeah, in my subconscious, this is what's echoing. But yeah, this person is probably better than me and more pious than me. And then the imam explains why this is the case of how the shadow of a person might be apparent and then their khair is and all that stuff. I don't want to get into that. What we wanted to get out of this hadith tonight from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is that, okay, if we want to have proper aql according to their dictionary, according to their books, it's not just going to be that I am a philosopher, I am a scholar. You can be a scholar, but if you're not acting to the point that these are going to be the dispositions that you have, these will be the perspectives that you have, then there's still work to do. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the right of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, gives us tawfiq to at least have a little bit of what the Ahlul Bayt had expectations of us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.